Good evening, truth seekers. Welcome back to Midnight Signals. I'm Russ Chamberlain. Tonight, we go beyond the pyramids of Giza to uncover something bigger, a worldwide network of ancient monuments that may form a planetary power grid. Last time, we stood beneath the Great Pyramid and explored its mysteries. We examined strange carvings at Abydos and followed hidden passageways. But tonight, we zoom out to see a bigger picture. The pyramids are not alone. They are a part of a global web of ancient sites and share the same precision, cosmic alignments, and strange energies. Picture Earth from space. Now imagine lines forming a geometric pattern across its surface, like a soccer ball's panels. At the points where these lines meet, sit the world's most important ancient monuments. This isn't just a theory. Researchers like Bruce Cathy and Jim Allison have mapped how major ancient sites line up in perfect circles around the planet. These lines, sometimes called ley lines, form a mathematical grid. The Giza pyramids sit at a key point in this network. From Egypt, these lines connect to Angkor Wat in Cambodia, ancient ruins in Pakistan, the stone heads of Easter Island, the stone rows of Karnak in France, and many more incredible sites. What's really strange is the math behind these locations. Many sites sit exactly 72 degrees apart, a number that shows up repeatedly in sacred geometry. Others line up in perfect fractions of Earth's circumference, which would require knowing the exact size of our planet. How could ancient people separated by oceans and supposedly unaware of each other create such a perfect global arrangement? The standard answer, that they couldn't and didn't, doesn't hold up anymore. When we plot these ancient sites on a globe, something remarkable happens. They form geometric patterns, pentagons, hexagons, and other complex shapes that span continents and oceans. These aren't random placements. They follow mathematical rules that suggest a unified plan for the entire planet. Even more compelling, many of these sites activate or light up during particular cosmic cycles, solstices, equinoxes, or when certain stars reach specific positions. It's as if they were designed to work together during these special times, regardless of being thousands of miles apart. As we travel from site to site along this invisible network, we find a monolithic fingerprint, building techniques so similar that they must come from the same source. In Peru, at a site called Sacsayhuaman, massive stones weighing up to 200 tons fit together so perfectly you can't slip a credit card between them. These puzzle piece walls match techniques found in Egypt and Japan, places separated by thousands of miles. In Lebanon, at Baalbek, the Temple of Jupiter sits on huge stones, including one weighing about 1,000 tons. Modern engineers admit that even with today's technology, moving such massive blocks would be extremely difficult. In Bolivia, at Pumapunku, blocks show perfect right angles and drill holes that stay the same width all the way through, something that would need machine tools, not primitive hammers. We find these same advanced features at sites across multiple continents. Here's another pattern. Ancient structures worldwide have amazing sound properties. Maya temples, sound chambers in Peru, echoing platforms in Mexico, and the King's Chamber in the Great Pyramid all control sound waves in sophisticated ways. When tested, many of these chambers amplify frequencies between 95 and 120 Hz, sound frequencies that modern science knows can alter human consciousness. Once again, we find the exact same knowledge used across vast distances by cultures supposedly unaware of each other. The precision goes beyond what we can easily explain. At multiple sites around the world, we find stone blocks cut with such perfect edges that modern technology would struggle to match them. In Peru and Bolivia, we find huge blocks with perfect internal right angles and corners that meet with remarkable precision. In Egypt, we find granite boxes cut with such perfect flatness that modern machinists would need high-end equipment to recreate them. These aren't crude approximations made by hitting rocks together. These are precision-engineered surfaces that even today would require advanced machinery to create. The tools needed to make these cuts would include diamond tip drills, precision saws, and measuring instruments accurate to fractions of a millimeter. Yet we find these same techniques on different continents, used by cultures that supposedly never had contact. The evidence points to something that mainstream science rejects: a mother civilization that spread its unified knowledge. Plato's story of Atlantis describes not just an island, but a sea empire with colonies throughout the known world. This advanced society was destroyed by catastrophic flooding, matching geological evidence of dramatic sea level rises at the end of the last ice age, around 11,600 years ago. This time period matches what geologists call the Younger Dryas boundary, marked by sudden climate change, mass extinctions, and evidence of massive flooding. The survivors of this global disaster, carrying pieces of their advanced knowledge, would have spread to safe corners of a changed Earth. They became the civilizers who appear in native traditions worldwide, those who taught farming, astronomy, math, and monument building to recovering populations. But what was this mother civilization actually like? The evidence encoded in their monuments gives us tantalizing clues about their technology and knowledge. First, they possessed an understanding of the planet that was truly global. They knew the exact dimensions of Earth, its circumference, diameter, and even its slight bulge at the equator. Their monuments encode these measurements with accuracy that Europe wouldn't match until the 18th century. They understood advanced mathematics, not just simple counting, but complex geometrical principles, the golden ratio, pi, and even concepts related to advanced physics. Their buildings embody these principles in stone. Their engineering capabilities were extraordinary. They could quarry, move, shape, and place stones weighing hundreds of tons with a precision we would struggle to match today. The tools they used must have gone far beyond copper chisels and wooden hammers. Perhaps most importantly, they understood something fundamental about energy and consciousness that we're only beginning to rediscover. They knew how to build structures that influence electromagnetic fields. This wasn't a primitive society fumbling with early technology. This was a sophisticated global civilization with capabilities that in some ways matched or exceeded our own, though expressed through different means. Native traditions worldwide tell similar stories of those who came before the flood. A golden age when humans possessed remarkable abilities and lived in harmony with powerful natural forces. These aren't just myths, but fragmented memories of this mother civilization. What could destroy such an advanced civilization? The geological evidence points to a series of catastrophic events around 12,000 years ago that transformed our planet. Ice core samples from Greenland show a sudden temperature drop of up to 18 degrees Fahrenheit occurring virtually overnight around 10,900 BCE. This marks the beginning of the Younger Dryas period, a sudden return to ice age conditions that lasted over 1,200 years. This wasn't a gradual climate shift. Something dramatic happened, perhaps a comet impact or multiple impacts. Evidence for this includes a layer of microscopic diamonds, melted glass, and unusual metals found in soil samples across North America, Europe, and parts of Asia, all dating to this exact period. The results were devastating. Massive ice melting caused sea levels to rise dramatically, by some estimates, more than 400 feet higher than before. Coastal civilizations would have been wiped out almost overnight. Entire land masses that once connected continents disappeared beneath the waves. The flooding wasn't limited to coastal areas. Evidence suggests massive inland flooding as ice dams broke, releasing walls of water that carved new landscapes in hours. The channeled scablands of Washington State show what happens when water volumes equivalent to several Great Lakes are released at once. In this chaos, a once connected global civilization would have fragmented. Survivors isolated in different regions would have carried pieces of their knowledge but lost much of the whole. The most critical knowledge, how to rebuild their global network, would have been preserved in the most durable form possible. Massive stone monuments aligned with celestial cycles that would endure for millennia. This explains why we find the same architecture techniques, mathematical concepts, astronomical alignments worldwide. yet appearing in seemingly isolated cultures. These weren't independent inventions, but fragments of a once unified knowledge system preserved by survivors of a global cataclysm. The Global Monument Network wasn't just for show. Evidence suggests it worked as a planetary technology, a network of structures designed to interact with Earth's natural energies. At many ancient sites, researchers have detected strange electromagnetic readings. The Great Pyramid generates electrical charge at its peak. Stonehenge shows fluctuations in its magnetic field. These energy patterns get stronger during specific star alignments, suggesting that the monuments were designed to channel Earth's natural energies in sync with cosmic cycles. Consider these features. Many monuments use materials like granite, which contains quartz, that generates electricity when under pressure. The Great Pyramid's granite chambers, standing stones of Karnak, and Easter Island statues all contain minerals that respond to Earth's pressures by creating electromagnetic fields. Their locations often sit on fault lines, underground water flows, or magnetic anomalies, places where Earth's energies naturally concentrate. The Giza Plateau sits above underground water channels. Machu Picchu straddles meeting points of geological faults. These weren't random choices, but careful selections of power spots within Earth's natural energy grid. Their precise star alignments, tracking solstices, equinoxes, and specific star systems like Orion and Sirius, suggest they worked as cosmic timers, activating during particular celestial events. Together, these global monuments appear to form a network of resonant structures, a planetary technology designed to harness and distribute Earth's vibrational energies. Just as modern power grids transmit electricity through stations and power lines, this ancient network may have channeled more subtle energies through its precisely placed monuments. How might such a system have worked? Recent scientific research offers some clues. We now know that Earth generates multiple electromagnetic frequencies, including the Schumann resonance, a pulse of about 7.83 Hz that fills the cavity between Earth's surface and the ionosphere. This global energy network may have tapped into and modulated these natural frequencies, creating what amounts to a planet-wide wireless energy system. The monuments, with their piezoelectric stone materials and precise geometric forms, would have acted as receivers, transmitters, and amplifiers within this system. If this seems far-fetched, consider that in 1901, Nikola Tesla began building the Wardenclyffe Tower specifically to transmit wireless energy across great distances by tapping into Earth's own electrical system. The ancients may have developed their own version of this technology, using materials and methods we're only now beginning to understand. But what was this global energy grid for? The evidence points to something extraordinary. These monuments functioned as tools for altering human consciousness. Ancient texts worldwide describe these sacred sites as places of initiation, transformation, and communication with other realms. Egyptian texts speak of the pyramids as tools for spiritual ascension. Indigenous traditions describe certain temples as portals or places where the veil between worlds grows thin. Modern experiments within these ancient chambers have recorded changes in brainwave patterns. EEG readings show shift towards theta and delta waves, the same patterns we see in deep meditation. This suggests that the ancient monument network may have worked as a technology for expanding human consciousness, perhaps enabling telepathic communication, remote viewing, or interaction with dimensions beyond our normal perception. Imagine a world before the catastrophe where these monuments worked at full power, their limestone casings intact, their positions perfect, their chambers complete. They may have formed a network allowing instant communication across vast distances through means we would today call psychic. Perhaps they enabled the prediction of earthquakes, weather patterns, or cosmic events through connection to Earth's energies. The ancients may have understood something profound about human consciousness that was largely forgotten, that consciousness isn't confined to our brains, but can extend and connect across space when the right conditions are created. Their monuments may have been sophisticated tools for creating these conditions. This technology of consciousness would have been fundamentally different from our electronic devices. Instead of sending signals through wires or radio waves, It may have used quantum entanglement principles or aspects of consciousness itself to transmit information instantly across any distance. Such capabilities would explain many ancient mysteries, how massive monuments were built with such precision, how similar knowledge appeared simultaneously worldwide, and why these structures seem designed to alter human consciousness in specific ways. Throughout this monument network, we find advanced mathematical knowledge encoded in stone. The pyramid's measurements include the value of pi to several decimal places. The pyramid's relationship to Earth's radius, circumference, and wobble cycle reveal knowledge that history claims wasn't discovered until modern times. At Angkor Wat in Cambodia, the measurements between temples precisely model Venus's movement with accuracy better than European astronomy until the 1700s. The entire complex forms a model of star constellations as they appeared 12,000 years ago. These sites don't just show basic math concepts. They encode advanced understanding of geometry, astronomy, and physics that supposedly their builders couldn't have known. Yet there it is, written in stone for those who know how to read it. These mathematical relationships aren't expressed through random measurement systems, but through universal ratios and proportions. The recurring presence of the golden ratio, Fibonacci sequences, and harmonic divisions show knowledge of fundamental mathematical principles that govern nature itself. Some of these mathematical encodings are so precise that they couldn't have been accidental. The height of the pyramid, when multiplied by a billion, gives the approximate distance from the Earth to the Sun. Its perimeter, when divided by twice its height, gives pi to several decimal places. These aren't coincidences, but deliberate encodings of advanced knowledge. Why would an advanced civilization encode their knowledge in stone this way? Perhaps because they knew that paper, metal, and other materials would degrade over time. Stone, properly placed in a line, could preserve their core knowledge for millennia, even through catastrophic events. This suggests they weren't just building monuments, but creating a durable library of knowledge, one that could survive floods, fires, and even the collapse of their civilizations. They were leaving us a message in the language of mathematics, which remains constant regardless of cultural changes or linguistic shifts. Robert Bauval's research shows that the three main Giza pyramids mirror Orion's belt, but this star alignment extends far beyond Egypt. The pyramid complex at Teotihuacan in Mexico also aligns with Orion. The massive layout of Angkor in Cambodia mirrors key star patterns. Major Mayan centers exactly reflect specific star clusters. When mapped globally, these astronomical alignments reveal something truly amazing. Ancient monuments worldwide form a three-dimensional projection of key constellations on Earth's surface. The relationship is so precise that, when plotted on a globe, these sites reconstruct star patterns as they appeared at specific times, most commonly around 10,500 BCE. Why would diverse civilizations, allegedly developing independently, all encode the same star systems from the same period into their most important monuments? The conventional answer, that they wouldn't and couldn't, fails to address the evidence. More likely is that these monuments commemorate a specific moment in human history, perhaps the destruction of an advanced global civilization during the cataclysms at the end of the last ice age. The survivors, scattered across the changed world, may have built these monuments as both memory devices and working components of a damaged but partially recoverable global network. But the star alignments may serve another purpose beyond commemoration. They might be functional components of the global energy system itself. By aligning monuments with specific stars, the builders may have been creating channels for cosmic energies to interact with the Earth in specific controlled ways. Many ancient texts describe stars as not just distant suns, but as sources of particular energies or intelligences. By mapping the stars onto Earth's surface through precisely placed monuments, the builders may have been creating a system to channel these energies for various purposes, from weather control to consciousness expansion. This isn't as far-fetched as it might sound. Modern science recognizes that different stars emit different spectra of radiation. By aligning structures to particular stars, the ancients may have been focusing specific wavelengths of cosmic radiation to interact with the materials in their monuments, creating effects we're only beginning to understand. Beneath many ancient monuments lie vast underground networks, some acknowledged by mainstream archaeology, others reported by explorers but officially denied. Extensive tunnel systems have been found beneath the Giza Plateau, the Bosnian Pyramid Complex, and Teotihuacan in Mexico, and sites throughout Peru and Bolivia. Many remain unexplored or off-limits. Reports from those who have entered these underground networks describe striking similarities. Perfectly carved passages that maintain consistent dimensions for miles. Smooth, polished walls, perfect right-angle turns, and chambers arranged in geometric patterns that mirror the star alignments above ground. Particularly interesting are accounts of metallic structures embedded within these tunnels. Objects described as silver-colored, unnaturally smooth, or giving off faint light. Such reports come from beneath Giza, from tunnel systems near Cusco in Peru, and from chambers below Angkor Wat. These underground networks may have served as the physical connections of the ancient monument grid, linking sites that appear isolated on the surface. They may have channeled water, sound, or more exotic energies between points on the planetary network, creating a true circulatory system for Earth's energies. The extent of these tunnel systems is staggering. Some explorers report networks extending for hundreds of miles, connecting sites that on the surface appear completely separate. They suggest an underground infrastructure that rivals or exceeds our modern subway systems. What technology could have created such a vast underground network? Conventional archaeology offers no satisfactory explanation. The smooth, almost polished surfaces of many of these tunnels don't show marks of chisels or primitive tools. They look more like they were melted or precisely cut using advanced technology. Some researchers suggest that the builders possess some form of thermal or sonic technology that could cut through rock with ease. Others propose more exotic possibilities, technologies that could alter the molecular structure of stone temporarily, allowing it to be shaped and then re-solidified. Whatever methods they used, the result is an underground world that mirrors and connects the monuments above, creating a multi-layered system that operated both on the surface and below ground. The evidence from monuments worldwide suggests that the mother civilization possessed technologies far beyond what conventional history admits was possible for ancient times. Let's consider what those technologies might have been. First, they clearly possessed advanced methods for cutting, shaping, and moving massive stones. These capabilities suggest technologies beyond simple copper tools and human muscle. They may have understood principles of acoustic levitation, using precisely tuned sound waves to reduce the effective weight of objects. Recent experiments have shown that properly focused sound waves can indeed create levitation effects. They may have possessed knowledge of what we now call anti-gravity or gravitational modification, technologies that could alter the local gravitational field to make moving massive objects easier. While this sounds like science fiction, theoretical physics doesn't rule out such possibilities. Beyond stoneworking, they appear to have understood principles of energy generation and transmission that we're only beginning to rediscover. Their monuments show evidence of being able to capture and concentrate Earth's natural electromagnetic energies, and transmit these energies over long distances without wires. They could also store energetic charges in materials like quartz-rich granite, and create controlled fields that could affect the human consciousness. These capabilities suggest sophisticated understanding of zero-point energy, tapping into the fundamental energetic field that permeates the universe. Their technology may have been based not on burning fuels or mechanical processes, but directly manipulating these subtle energy fields. The Global Monument Network may have been the physical infrastructure for all these technologies. A planetary-scale system that could generate power, transmit information, and transform consciousness, all without the environmental damage caused by our own technology. Perhaps the most provocative question is whether these monuments, this planetary grid of megalithic structures, might be reactivated to their original working capacity. Ancient texts from multiple traditions describe a future time when dormant powers within sacred sites will reawaken. Egyptian writings refer to a restoration of cosmic order. Mayan prophecies speak of cycles completing and ancient knowledge returning. Hindu texts describe the awakening of long-dormant energies as cosmic ages transition. If these monuments indeed formed a global energy network, one damaged by catastrophe or deliberately shut down in ancient times, might certain alignments, practices, or technologies restore their function? Visitors at sacred sites worldwide describe experiences of activation or awakening, moments when the latent energies within these structures briefly surge into awareness. These experiences often coincide with celestial alignments, solar flares, or geomagnetic events. Whatever purposes this global monument network originally served, the evidence suggests it remains at least partially operational beneath thousands of years of dust and neglect. Could we, with our modern understanding of physics, electricity, and consciousness, help reactivate this ancient system? Some researchers believe it's possible that by applying the right frequencies at the right locations during the right cosmic alignments, we might reawaken dormant functions within these ancient structures. The implications would be profound. We might gain access to free energy systems, advanced communication technologies, or tools for expanding human consciousness, all built into the earth thousands of years ago and waiting to be rediscovered. As we end tonight's journey, I invite you to see Earth's ancient monuments not as isolated curiosities, but as a part of a vast, sophisticated system. A planetary technology created by a civilization whose knowledge may have equaled or exceeded our own, though expressed through different means. The fingerprints of this civilization, identical stoneworking techniques, mathematical relationships, precise star alignments, and recurring architectural features appear on every inhabited continent. Their legacy surrounds us in massive structures whose true purposes we've only begun to understand. Perhaps most significantly, this monument network may be waking up. Sensors record increasing energy fluctuations at sites worldwide. Reports of unusual phenomena, lights, sounds, electromagnetic anomalies have grown more frequent in recent decades. Ancient sites long dormant show signs of energetic reactivation that match measurable cosmic and earth changes. Are we witnessing the early stages of what ancient texts described? A reawakening of dormant systems created by our forgotten ancestors? Is some cosmic timer, encoded in stone and aligned with celestial cycles, approaching a moment of activation? Whatever the answer, the evidence demands we approach these ancient monuments with fresh eyes, not as primitive attempts at calendar keeping or tomb building, but as sophisticated components in a global system whose full capabilities remain unexplored by modern science. This is Midnight Signal. I'm Russ Chamberlain, inviting you to look beyond the veil of conventional history, to recognize the worldwide legacy encoded in stone and earth, and to consider that our ancient past may hold technologies we have yet to discover. Until next time, stay vigilant, seek the hidden, and remember, in every silence, there is a signal, and in every signal, a story waiting to be told.